The House of Representatives, over the objection of the Bush administration, has voted to withhold some back dues to the United Nations. Lawmakers were protesting the removal of the United States from the UN Human Rights Commission. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Colin Powell had urged Congress not to overreact. At a hearing on State Department funding, he said he too was disturbed and distressed when the United States was pushed off the Geneva-based UN Human Rights Commission. But he insists the Bush administration won't remain quiet about human rights abuses.
We lost the vote. Let's take our loss, continue to commit ourselves to human rights, do what we think is right. We're still going to be in Geneva. We'll have observer status. We're going to cajole people. We're going to push people to introduce resolutions. For a year, we won't be able to vote. We won't be able to introduce them ourselves. And so let's not be too irate to the point where we start to take actions in the heat of the moment, in the passion of the moment, that we may regret 6 or 8 months from now.
But on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives, few members followed his advice. The chairman of the House International Relations Committee, Republican Henry Hyde, said Congress had to make a statement against what he called an outrageous decision by UN members.
To those critics who say we're overreaching and overreacting, I would argue that to do anything less would be a repudiation of our own values and principles of freedom, democracy, and respect for human rights enshrined in the UN Charter and in our own Constitution.
So the House voted on an amendment to an appropriations bill to pay the United Nations the $582 million in back dues, but withhold the further $244 million until Washington is voted back on the Human Rights Commission. Hyde complained that the commission will become irrelevant with its current makeup. Sudan, China, Libya, and other countries often accused of human rights violations are now members. Only 3 Western countries are elected each year. This time, the United States came in 4th. Democrat Tom Lantos, who co-sponsored the amendment blocking UN funds, made clear the House vote was a message to U.S. allies.
The only way we can guarantee A, that we get back, and B, the UN will get its $244 million, if the Europeans clean up their act and we'll have only 2 candidates and we will be the 3rd candidate, and then all 3 will become members of the UN Human Rights Commission.
He said some members of Congress wanted to block all funds to the United Nations. The Lantos-Hyde Amendment was a compromise. Still, Human Rights Watch and other organizations warn that withholding UN dues could make it more difficult for the United States to win back its seat on the Human Rights Commission. Diplomats at the United Nations were already upset with the United States for withdrawing from the Kyoto Agreement on greenhouse gases and opposing the ban on landmines. Washington was not only voted off the Human Rights Commission, it also lost its place on the UN Narcotics Control Board. Lantos wants to make sure the United States won't remain on the sidelines for long.
The Europeans enjoy rubbing our nose into it from time to time. I mean, the French were gloating when the outcome was announced. They got many votes. We got few votes. They got many votes because they cater to them. They have embassies in Iran. The Italians just signed a major contract with Libya. You know, we don't do these things.
The House of Representatives did show yesterday that it's not opposed to everything happening at the United Nations. Lawmakers voted in favor of returning to UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. Washington had left the organization in 1984 over concerns about management matters and a perceived anti-American bias. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.